Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower here till 5 a.m. It is Wildcard Wednesday. Get your requests in now. Any artist, any song, anything, Wildcard Wednesday. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. All right. Let's get back into it. My guest right now has been on the show before. She is the co-founder of Lost and Found Travel Blog, and she runs the Chicago Elevated Tours, and we've talked to her a few times on the show. Margaret Hicks is her name. She recently spent 3 months in Jaipur, India, and we're going to talk about that experience and talk about Chicago Elevated and all kinds of other stuff. Let's welcome Margaret to the show. Margaret, welcome back.
Hey, Nick. How are you?
All right. How are you?
So good. So good to be back home in Chicago.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Now, let's talk a little bit about Lost and Found, your travel blog. When did you become fascinated with traveling?
John and I started traveling about 10 years ago. We got married in 2008, and we both got let go from our jobs within a month of each other and within a month of when we got married.
Ugh.
So we decided to take our money, and instead of being responsible with it, we decided to go to Thailand with it instead.
And that was a very was it an impulsive decision or just
It was a little impulsive. Our decision was, though, that we had to make something, that we had to create something. And so that's kind of how Lost and Found started, as a blog and writing and photography, because we thought we could go, but we have to come back with something, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the more you think about what, you know, you're with what, how you went to Thailand and what happened, Lost and Found Travel Blog is a perfect name for it, considering how you got there.
In so many ways.
Yeah.
Right? In so many ways. And still, you know, even, you know, almost 10 years later, it's still the same story. It's still Lost and Found. We're still finding and losing ourselves at all points in time.
Where are some of the places that you've been to? We'll talk about Jaipur and India in a minute here, but what are some of your favorite places that you've traveled to?
So we started with Thailand, but we've been to Vietnam and Morocco. We did a month in China a couple years ago. That was really something. So we've kind of mostly, you know, sort of Southeast Asia areas. Mm-hmm. And this was our second time back to India. So we've been there a time or two as well.
Okay. And you go and you try to experience as much as you possibly can, and then you document it with pictures and writing and all kinds of videos and things like that.
Exactly. John really sort of does the photography and the videos, and then I mostly write the blog posts. So it's really that, you know, words and pictures kind of thing.
Yeah.
So we're a good couple that way. And we're not really good vacationers. You know, anytime we try to go sit on the beach, we just get really restless. And John goes and grabs a camera and we go to walk around the nearest city. So we're definitely urban travelers, I feel like, too.
All right. Well, let's talk about the 3 months you spent in Jaipur, India. Why did you choose that that place?
John was actually working in Jaipur. He got a gig there, so we settled down there for a couple months. So he was working, but I was not. And so I had this time in Jaipur, a lot of time, and I needed to figure out what to do with it. And Jaipur is not quite the kind of city where you can just go wander around, or there's not a downtown, you know? And even especially as a woman, it's not all that easy to just go walking out on the street on your own. It can be, you'll get some stares, you know, so I needed a focus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, he got a job there. Was he familiar with the place beforehand?
We both had been to Jaipur before,
mm-hmm.
so we knew what we were getting into a little bit. I just think I was a little shocked by how much time I had on my hands and how different spending time there was. You know what that meant, that, you know, not a lot of people walk. So you can't just go on a really long walk around the city. It just doesn't quite work like that. So I found this list of 50 things to do in Jaipur to be like a local.
Okay.
And I decided to do all 50 things.
So let's talk about these things, Margaret. What were the 50 things, and tell me some of the highlights.
So it was a really great list. So a woman had written the list for, you know, like a local website, local Jaipur website. And when you look up things to do in Jaipur, not a lot shows up. There's a couple forts here and there, you know. So when I found this list of 50, I was really surprised. And it's a really great list. There are some food ones, you know, quite a number of food things to do, some spiritual ones, a number of temples, some nature ones, some kind of hikes in the hills, shopping ones. And there were a couple I couldn't do because they were just too expensive, but only three. Other than that, I kept the whole thing, all 50 things, for under $100.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? Like the fees, the entry fees, or any food ones. I did it all for under $100.
That's crazy.
Isn't that something?
That's really. Now, did you do all this stuff by yourself, or was your husband with you?
So I did 41 of them by myself.
Wow.
Out of the 50. So it's mostly me going around the city by myself, sort of doing these, you know, scary things on my own. And it was a real treat. And then the best part about it was I reached out to the author of the article about halfway through. And we met for coffee.
Oh, that's great.
So it was a little like Julie and Julia, kind of, you know?
So what did you, okay, let's talk about some of your favorite things that you did, all that out on your own. And then I want to talk about how that affected you as a person. You know what I mean? Doing this, this stuff, it required, I think, a lot of bravery and a lot of tenacity. And you know, I mean, how did, first of all, let's talk about some of the places that you went to and the things that you did that you really enjoyed.
So I would say probably my favorite one of all was the book club. One of her suggestions was the Jaipur Book Lovers Club. And so that was scary because a lot of these other ones was just me going into a place, trying something, looking at something and leaving. I didn't have to interact with anybody necessarily. But the book club, I had to show up at a coffee shop, you know, and walk in by myself to a big group of Indian people that I don't know.
Yeah.
And the second I walked in, there were probably about 20 people at the book club. So it was great. And they saw me walk in and about 15 of them waved at me and waved me over and called me over. And they were talking about books on the Booker Prize shortlist.
Mm-hmm.
So each person went around and it was just, it was the warmest time. It was the warmest time I spent there, and I walked out of there a better person than I walked in.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. And I was terrified. You know, I was absolutely terrified to have to go to actually talk to human beings, you know, and it turned out to be the best one.
Yeah. So you had some human, you had some great human interaction. That's fantastic. What's the,
what
was for you in your travels, you know, when you're going to Southeast Asia and these places, what's the language situation like for you?
Sure. It's, you know, really at this point, everybody speaks English. In India, it's actually one of their national languages. Mm-hmm. So quite a number of people speak English. When we were in China, we definitely ran into more trouble there. But technology is amazing, and there are really great translation apps that, in a pinch, can really help you out. But the other thing is we're improvisers. You know, we're comedians, too.
Yeah, so yeah, yeah.
We like to do our object work to get our points across.
Yeah, you're never going to. Yeah. You got to use that object work stuff. You can't let that just
wait. It really helps.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it really helps. Yeah.
Another thing I wanted to mention that you did, you saw a movie while you were in Jaipur. And it was a legendary theater, and they featured a national anthem and intermissions. Tell me about that experience.
Oh, so the movie theater is really beautiful. It's called Raj Mandir, and it's definitely a point of pride in Jaipur. It's this really cool sort of Art Deco movie theater, and things in Jaipur aren't Art Deco. It's Indian, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So to have this big Art Deco movie theater in the middle of Jaipur is really neat. And it's gorgeous inside. I have a bunch of pictures on the blog post about it.
Cool.
All kind of, you know, that real Art Nouveau sort of nature work. And there were all kinds of people in there taking pictures, Indians too, really proud, you could tell.
There movies are so important in India. I mean, it's crazy. The movie industry in India is bigger than the movie industry here.
It really is. It really is. You know, in some of these other countries that we've been to, there's so much American culture, the American movies, the American music. And that's what's so neat about India. You know, they really couldn't care less.
Yeah.
You know, their arts and culture is so strong. You don't hear a lot of Indian music or see a lot of, you don't hear a lot of American music, see American movies much. Yeah. And so, and we went to a couple movies in India, even in just at regular sort of mall, you know, movie theaters. You have assigned seats, no matter what. And everybody sits in the last two rows. Like, that's what they pick. Everybody sits in the last two rows. Nobody was sitting any further up front than that. And you have to do, they asked us what flavor popcorn we wanted.
Oh, yeah?
And that confused us. But we found out it was caramel or salted.
Okay.
You could get the salted. And then, you have to stand for the Indian National Anthem before the movie starts.
It's really interesting.
Yeah. And then there's an intermission. For every movie, there's an intermission. Sometimes it's just smack dab in the middle of the sentence, you know, and the lights come up. And then you just go take a little break for about 15 minutes and come back for the rest of the movie.
Wow. That's great. Yeah. That's really great.
Tell makes me, some sense.
Tell me about the food, Margaret. What were some of the, I'm sure the food was really interesting and probably really good.
Sure. The food was great. And on my list, it was quite a lot of street food, you know, really the local. Just like the list said it would be. That's why I thought she did just a really nice job with it. The best one we had was at a place called Auntie's Cafe. Definitely a street stall, you know, no more than kind of a tarp and some benches. And what we had there was something called Pav Bhaji, which is basically a grilled sandwich with mashed potatoes inside it.
Ooh.
It
sounds good, man.
Oh, my gosh. And it costs, you know, like 50 cents, you know. And it's just on this white bread, like Wonder Bread almost.
Wow.
Delicious.
Very, very cool.
I had a scary food one at an egg place, a famous egg omelet place. And their specialty is the Obama omelet.
The Obama omelet.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And so I was so excited. So I went to go get my Obama omelet, and I left without even finishing the Obama omelet.
What was the Obama omelet?
Like I took a couple bites, and I just had to stand up and walk away. It had, in true Chicago fashion, which I thought was nice, it was just an omelet with, I don't know, some green peppers and stuff. But then it had some kind of sauce in it, and it seemed slightly ranchy, but I really couldn't tell you. I had to stand up and just leave in the middle of it.
Yeah, no more. You do not recommend the Obama omelet.
You don't need to go for that today.
Yeah. All right, today. Margaret, hang on, okay?
Okay.
All right, Margaret Hicks is with us. She's been on the show before, and she just got back from Jaipur, India. She was there for 3 months and was telling us about her experiences. And you can see videos and pictures and blog posts at lostandfoundtravel.net. That's lostandfoundtravel.net. We'll have a link up on our Facebook page. She also runs Chicago Elevated Tours, and there are some tours that you can do here in Chicago and around Chicago. We'll tell you all about that as well right after we take this break here on 720 WGN. Welcome back, everybody. How are you? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Tribune Tower. Wildcard Wednesday, get your requests in now. We'll play them later. It's any artist, any song, anything. 312-981-7200. All right. Margaret Hicks is my guest, co-founder of the Lost and Found Travel blog, and she runs Chicago Elevated Tours. Told us about her adventures for 3 months in Jaipur, India. And also has the ChicagoElevated.com, Chicago Elevated Tours that we want to talk about, that we've talked about before with Margaret. Margaret, welcome back.
Hi.
Hey, so I understand that you have your tours are still. First of all, tell everybody about Chicago Elevated Tours.
So Chicago Elevated Tours is the tour company that I own, and it's all walking tours. And I try to do sort of off the beaten path. You know, something's a little strange that not everybody is quite so familiar with.
Right. And so what are some of your favorite, what are some of your, the most popular ones that you do?
So definitely, I think my most popular one, and certainly a timely one, is the Pedway Tour.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess people have called me the Pedway Lady that has shown up in my world. So I feel like I have intimate knowledge of the Pedway, and it still surprises me and still surprises other people, which is just the best part about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also, this year, am running a winter tour for people who love winter, because we do exist.
Yeah, I know.
We do exist out there.
I happen to be one of them, Margaret. I can't stand I can't stand hot weather. I so prefer the cool weather and the winter. I think winter is pretty great.
Me too. And I think Chicago is really pretty in the winter.
Absolutely. I agree.
And it's worth a walk outside. It's worth a walk to the lake. It's worth a walk through the parks. Even in the wintertime, it's no less pretty, and you know, sometimes even more pretty.
I love the name of the tour, Margaret.
Badass winter tour.
The badass winter tour. That's really great. Tell me about where you're going to go on the badass winter tour if you were to go.
So we start at the Fairmont Hotel, so a little bit east of Michigan Avenue, and then we hit the parks. So we go to Maggie Daly Park, and we go to Millennium Park, and the point is that we're seeing these great things when not everybody else is seeing them.
Right.
You know, not everybody is going to go brave this weather. And I also think sort of the grayness and the steeliness of Millennium Park really are a nice complement to winter, you know, with the steely gray sky and the ice and the snow, and it all really goes together, and it's really pretty. So we do the parks, and then we go to the lake, and then we wrap up back on Michigan Avenue. So it's really sort of a pretty park walk.
Right, right. And this is a 90-minute tour, correct?
90-minute tour, $23.
$23 per person.
And no complaining. You can't complain. You can't come on the badass winter tour and complain about the cold.
Just bundle up.
Just bundle up.
Bundle
no
up.
Bad weather, right? Just
yeah.
Bad gear. Yeah.
How big does this particular tour get?
I take up to 12, 15 people, but I have to be honest, it's real niche, Nick. Not a ton of people come on the winter tour, but the ones that come, people have come in their snow pants, like completely bundled up. So
yeah.
It's been really fun. Yeah.
You've got, some of the Monday, Thursday, Friday highlights. You got City Hall.
Yep.
You got the Thompson Center, and you got Marshall Fields.
Classic. And you know, the Thompson Center is such an interesting building right now. It's so in the news and everybody's talking about it, so that's where I started.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get this real neat government, you know, on that Monday Thursday tour, you get this real neat government feeling, you know, it's Daly Center and City Hall and the Thompson Center, and it's neat because the Pedway takes you through city, county, state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all in a matter of like 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And you can really see the difference in the buildings. It's a really neat way to see the city, I think.
The Thompson Center is a really interesting building.
It is. That's a nice way.
Yeah. And it's also very divisive. You know what I mean? It really
is.
Yeah.
But see, this is why I argue for it. This is why I like it. Because a building that can make you feel anything.
Yeah.
Anything at all, even if you don't like it,
yeah,
is pretty astounding. And to have this level of, oh, I love it, oh, I hate it, that to me already makes it a great building, you know?
Yeah. I haven't been to the Thompson Center in a long time, but they had a killer food mart, food mall.
Oh, yeah.
In the basement.
Still there.
In the basement.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Still there waiting for you.
Yeah. So it's there, and then you can go and get your license renewed. While you're
telling that's exactly
me.
Right. You go get your license.
Get some Arby's.
Get on the train,
yeah,
you know.
Exactly.
All good. All good at the Thompson Center.
The people who might not know the Pedway are aware of it. Tell everybody what the Pedway is.
So it's a series of walkways that connect buildings to each other so we don't have to go outside in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, you know, to be completely honest, it's really like basement connections.
Right.
You know, most of the time it's just sort of the building opening up their basement to the public so you can pass through it.
Right.
The thing about it is that it's weird. It's got its own personality. So my thing about it is it's more than just a series of hallways. Yeah, I'm calling it our 78th neighborhood.
Mm.
You know, that it's got its... I have friends down there. There's a community down there that it deserves a deeper look as a piece of infrastructure than just this weird series of hallways. You know, there's art down there. There's a Tiffany window down there. There's swimming pools down there. It's a really strange space.
Mm-hmm. And there was a scene from Batman was shot down there.
Which is so cool.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a really neat scene, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it is a little famous. Yeah, it's been in the movies.
It has, yeah. So the Pedway Tour is Monday and Thursday, 10:30 to noon. Friday's at 1 o'clock. It starts at the Thompson Center.
Right.
And let's see, January 13th, you have a special tour added at 1 o'clock.
Yeah. Saturdays are popular.
And it's a 90-minute tour, again, $23. And people can go to ChicagoElevated.com for more information. And can they get their tickets there or reservations there?
Yeah, they can buy tickets right online, or they can always write me and ask me any questions about it. But, yeah, you can buy tickets right online.
Okay, great. Are you planning on any more traveling? Are you and your husband planning on going anywhere for a while?
We are settling in for a little bit, but we're already talking about our next trip to Vietnam. So hopefully that'll be coming up pretty soon.
Okay, great. Listen, Margaret, always a pleasure to have you on. You're a delight.
Thank you, Nick. It's always fun to talk to you, too.
Okay, take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Margaret Hicks, everybody. Check out her blog, her travel blog, at lostandfoundtravel.net, which has all of the stuff that she did, all of the amazing stuff that she did in Jaipur, India, documented via blog, video, pictures. And also, if you would like to go on one of the tours, the ChicagoElevated.com is the website, and we have a link on our Facebook page. All right, we'll take a quick break here. The news is coming up next on 720 WGN.